In December of 2025, the Legislative Oversight and Investigations Committee directed staff to conduct a limited review of underutilized and unused real properties in Kentucky. The memorandum that we'll be discussing today outlines the findings of that assessment. I'm Keith Cray with the LRC Public Information Office, and here to talk about those findings is Chris Hall, a Legislative Oversight and Investigations Analyst. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Keith.
What was the original question of this study trying to answer?
Members of the committee were interested in knowing whether Kentucky collected enough information on the nearly 10,000 properties that real estate that it owns and leases are underutilized or unused. It's important because if you know that we own a building but there's nobody in it, those bills still come in of the heating, the maintenance cost, and things like that. So it's still costing the state whether a building's fully utilized or underutilized.
You draw a distinction between occupancy rate and utilization rate in the study. Can you explain the difference and why that matters?
Sure. I think when most people think about this topic, they probably are thinking about occupancy rate, which is simply who's assigned to the space. What percentage of a building is assigned to a certain agency in this case. Utilization is whether those individuals are using this space on a daily basis to serve the agency's mission. The utilization requires things like badge swipes, activity logs, or simply head counts every day of who's showing up to fill that spot that you've been assigned to. So it's a much more detailed measure.
You mentioned that the Finance Cabinet's Department for Facilities and Support Services is the agency responsible for maintaining that database of Kentucky's real properties. Was the department able to provide you information on how many Kentucky properties were underutilized?
They were not. The law does require the department to maintain a comprehensive database, and Archibus, as it's set up, which is the name of the database, Archibus is Kentucky's real property database. Archibus, as it's set up, is really basically an inventory. It says what we own, where it is, the square footage, the date it was constructed, the type of building it is, and the agency that's assigned to it. Where it falls short is it's missing information on operating costs, condition rating, repair needs, and utilization. So there is no utilization recorded in for an individual building in Archibus, nor does the data exist in it to calculate that.
You benchmarked Kentucky against the federal government's real property system. What did that comparison reveal?
Well, I first would like to acknowledge that we used the federal real property database for a comparison, not because it's the perfect system, but because it was the only standard we could find that was collecting utilization data along with the other information that Kentucky will want to record about its real properties. So it was just the database was a mature, well thought through, recently updated system that we could compare Kentucky to. So we're not indicating that Kentucky should adopt that. It was just something to compare to. But when we made that comparison, we found that there were gaps in what the federal requirement of their agencies and what Kentucky captured. In fact, only about 36% of the variables that the federal government requires of their agencies are captured in Archibus. And as I mentioned, what's in Archibus is the square footage, the agency there. So Archibus can tell us what the state owns, but not what it costs, what shape it's in, and whether it's being well used.
Your comparison found missing information that could be useful in estimating usage. So what's stopping Kentucky from pulling it all together?
Right, Keith. So when we made that comparison of what's recorded in Archibus to the federal elements that are recorded, we found that there were a large number of variables in the federal requirement that are not in Archibus, but that are recorded in other state agencies. For example, the Kentucky Heritage Council records whether a property is on the National Register of Historic Places, which can put restrictions on what you could be able to do with that property. We know that the Department for Real Properties does have janitorial costs and maintenance costs on leased properties, but not on owned properties. So it's not that the data doesn't exist, it's elsewhere, and this becomes an administrative problem for the state, because with no formal sharing agreements between agencies, no standardized definitions, you really could end up with a system that's recording incomplete or inconsistent data. But the good news is that the data exists somewhere, and it's just a matter of getting those agreements in place. So with the exception of utilization data, which are the only variables that we found that weren't recorded anywhere systematically by Kentucky.
The law requires the department to maintain a comprehensive database, but doesn't define exactly what that means. How does that create real-world problems?
Because the law is vague in what the purpose of ARCBIS is to be and what's to be recorded in it, it was left to the agency to interpret that. So the agency is not out of compliance. They do have a database, which is what they are required by law to have. The problem is that it may not be as robust as legislators intended it to be when they wrote that statute. As a result, when lawmakers ask a meaningful question about the portfolio, sometimes in this case about utilization, ARCBIS doesn't contain the information they need to answer their questions. So clarifying that statute is pretty important.
You note that a facility at 60% occupancy could either be fully utilized or wasteful, depending on its mission. How should policymakers think about that complexity?
It's something that needs to be given very careful thought, because utilization is not a one-size-fits-all. A 60% utilization rate in an office building means nearly half your staff isn't there half the time. But when you reach 60% in a correctional facility, you're starting to get into danger, because you need that space for security. So considering the agency mission when calculating utilization rate can be extremely important.
So is the fix for Kentucky to incorporate the federally required information into ARCBIS?
Not necessarily. The Government Accountability Office since 2013 has had the federal property management system on their high risk list, which means it's not operating the way it should as effectively sit. So there are identifiable problems with the federal data set as well, but it was the most comprehensive one we could find to compare Kentucky's to. It's a good place to start to look at what does a modern management database look like that is addressing utilization, but it needs to be curtailed to Kentucky.
And finally, what's the most important thing that a legislator might take away from this study?
Well, I would say, first of all, is the answer to their question is that no, Kentucky does not record enough information, systematically record enough information to know how many underutilized and unused properties it has. And the second is that the statute, a good first step in fixing that is clarifying that the governing statutes that would clearly spell out what is the intent of ARCBIS. What data is it supposed to have in it? Is it an inventory or a management tool that we're to use as a state for our real estate? That's kind of the take-home message from this, I believe.
We've been talking with Chris Hall, a legislative oversight and investigations analyst, as he looked at the underutilized and unused real properties in Kentucky. Thank you, Chris.
Well, thank you, Keith, for your time.